So I feel very happy to be here. I was thinking that I didn't come here for a long, long time. And I was feeling very bad about it. But today I'm very happy. You see, my role as your guru is like your father. And so you all are my children. And the father feels very happy to see that the children are growing up. So grow up very nicely in your spiritual life. And last few years I was so busy, that's why I could not come here. Put your camera down. You have taken enough pictures. They all look the same. Only the flower garland looks different. Yeah, and I was so busy, and then I had my health problem. So that's why last few years I was not traveling also so much. And sometimes when you're very busy, you don't really think. You don't have time to think about others. And that's why I did not really think much about coming to Holland and spending time here. But recently I was thinking very seriously that I must come to Holland. And I didn't come here for 3 years. But today I was thinking that it was not right that I did not come for so long. So today I'm feeling very happy that I came and I'm with you all again. And while driving, I was telling Krishna Karuna and Vishwaroop that from now on, at least for next few years, I'll come at least twice a year. Because I was thinking that, yes, as I was telling, like, I have my responsibility towards your spiritual growth. And therefore, I must fulfill that responsibility. I must guide you and I must check that you are progressing nicely. I also should be there to take care of your difficulties. So anyway, so I learned some lesson. And also my instructions to you will be that maybe somebody can write it down, or you are taping it. Yeah, okay. So Vinod Bihari can transcribe it. So the first thing is, you always remember that you have nothing to gain in this material nature. Because to come to spiritual path, you have already sacrificed so much of your material life. So when you have already sacrificed so much, why worry about a little bit of material gain? Because material nature is a nature of exploitation. And when everybody tries to exploit, then there will be conflict. And when there is conflict, then the spiritual life gets hurt. So on the other hand, spiritual life is the life of service. So when we serve, then there is perfect harmony. Like, when we try to say there is a plate of prasad, and if four of you go there, then what will happen? When the tendency is to get it for you, then everybody will try to have the whole plate. Then they will start to fight. But when you have a plate of prasad and you go with a service attitude, so there are four people, then you say, oh, you serve the prasad. So somebody else comes with another plate and he starts to serve also. And those who you are serving, they start serving you also. So in that situation, everybody becomes happy. So that is why we have to understand very clearly what is materialistic attitude and what is spiritual attitude. Material attitude is, everything is mine. And spiritual attitude, this is for you. So that is why we have to always remember that our goal is spiritual. One may say, well, I want material things also. But then fine, you can have material things, but for how long can you have it? At the time of death, no matter how much you can, you want to hold it, Jamadutas will come and take you away. Everything will be here. You'll be gone. But if we lead a spiritual life by through service, then what will happen at the time of death? Vishnu Dutas will come and say, come, let's go to Vrindavan. So the point is, you lead a materialistic life, at the time of death it will be very, very difficult. But you lead a spiritual life, at the time of death it will be joyful. Difficulties will always be there in the material nature. Because material nature means problems. But when you take to spiritual life, then your situation becomes like a lotus. You are there in the water, but you are not touching the water. So then what will happen? All the problems will just fly down. So therefore, devotee doesn't become affected by any problem. So this is how we must become properly situated in our spiritual life. As your spiritual master, it is my duty to guide you on the spiritual path. Or as your spiritual father, it's my duty to carry you to the spiritual path. But I have so many children.
I have so many children.
It'll be difficult for me to carry all of you. So you have to help me. So become very good devotee. And if I forget that I'm supposed to come twice next year, then you can write to me. You can remind me that I'm supposed to come. So, make very nice progress in spiritual life. I know it is difficult when proper association is not there and you are working so much throughout the day, practically you are out there. So, I can understand how difficult it is. Like, what to speak of the whole day staying outside in the karmic world. Once in a while, when I take a flight and I have to sit in the airport, I find it so difficult. I wish I could preach to them all, but if I do that, then they'll think that I'm crazy. So, yeah. But still, we have to preach. That is the only way. So, preaching is the shield that protects us. So, material nature is trying to allure us towards sense gratification. And we have to remember that our business is to serve Krishna. As Prabhupada used to say, like, we have to decide whether we want to serve our senses or we want to serve the master, Lord of the senses. Actually, when we serve the Lord of the senses, then we don't lose anything. We get the service to the senses magnified by many times. So if by serving our senses we get this much pleasure, by serving the Lord of the senses we'll get this much pleasure. So do you want this much pleasure or this much pleasure?
Well, you're so climbing to feel a hail fail.
Very good. So that's why devotees are very intelligent. They know where is the real profit. So become very good devotees. And always try to create a very nice spiritual atmosphere. Don't get into any conflict with anybody. Because getting into conflict means in the mode of passion. And mode of passion always causes suffering. A devotee's business is to become at least situated in the mode of goodness. And in mode of goodness, one gets happiness. Become situated in a mode of goodness and you will see, you will always be happy. So, passion is like this. Conflict means?
Fighting.
One person comes like this, the other person goes like this. And then when that happens, then what happens? Both get hurt. But mode of goodness means, even if he's coming this way, he says. And still if he comes, then he stands aside and he goes away. So that is how we have to become situated in the mode of goodness and avoid any kind of conflict. And why do the conflicts come? The conflict comes due to, as I said, mode of passion. Mode of passion means lord over this material nature. Calm, lust. And as a result of lust, there is greed, then envy. So the envy is, I want to enjoy, that's why we can't tolerate anybody else's enjoying. So when we see that other is enjoying, then it's why he is. But mode of goodness is, okay, if he wants to enjoy, let him enjoy, because tomorrow he's going to suffer. And he thinks that he is so miserable because he doesn't know the real enjoyment is in serving Krishna. Real enjoyment is in loving Krishna. So this is how a devotee is situated in the perfect understanding. That's why the devotee is so wise. Yeah. So it is very nice that you have accepted Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Now accept it wholeheartedly and chant your rounds very nicely. Read Srila Prabhupada's books very attentively. Render devotional service to Krishna and his devotees and associate with the devotees very nicely. And then you will see how Krishna will reward you. Krishna is there in your heart. Krishna is seeing everything. And when you are trying to become such a good devotee of Krishna, Krishna will recognize that. And then Krishna will be very pleased. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So, does anybody have any question? Lalita, you have a question?
Can you please cut the cake?
I will cut the cake. But let's have the question.
How is it possible, Guru Maharaj, when devotees are supposed to be on the good, at least on the goodness platform, that Maya tricks us to go below? On passion and sometimes ignorance even.
Maya will try to take you below when you are not prepared properly. It's the teacher teaches the students. And then the teacher makes the arrangement for the exams. Which student fails the exams? Who didn't study? Those who prepared, well, they won't fail. Through the test, he will go forward. So Maya's test will be there. You know, the Maya's test is simply, do you want to enjoy your senses? Or rather, the way Prabhupada put it, I'll repeat that. Do you want to serve your senses or do you want to serve Krishna? If your answer is, I want to serve my senses, then and when you say, I want to serve Krishna, then Maya says, double promotion. Same Maya. will take us to Krishna. So Mahamaya, Yogamaya. When we are not prepared, then she is Mahamaya. When you are prepared, she is Yogamaya. And does the teacher want anyone to fail?
No.
So Maya doesn't want us to fail. Maya is telling us that, look, this is my trick, don't fall for that. So she is giving the question, she is answering also. Now we have to become steady. See, Maya's taste will not come just like that, writing on paper. Maya's taste will be, our senses are there in our body. Now how our senses will react? Will our senses go towards sense gratification, or will our senses go towards serving Krishna? Or will our mind go to sense gratification, or will our mind go to Krishna? Will our intelligence guide us to sense gratification, or our intelligence will guide us to serving Krishna? So we have the choice. Therefore our attitude always should be, Maya Devi, please help me if I can pass the exams. Then she will help.
I want to ask, we know that the holy name, the holy Dham, and whatever is connected with the Lord is transcendental and completely situated with Yoga Maya. So how is it possible that Vrajadham, Ma Maya can enter even in Vrajadham? How we can understand with our eyes?
First of all, we have to understand that this Vrajadham is in material nature. It is, in the material nature. So therefore, in the material nature, Brajadham has descended. And the Brajadham was Brajadham during Krishna's pastimes. But when Krishna left, Brajadham became covered. Right? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and with the Goswamis, Brajadham has been revealed again. But still, Brajadham will be relative to our vision. If our vision is mundane, we won't see Brajadham. We will see Dharadham. The place of material enjoyment. Therefore, we, even in the dham, we have to be in the association of right kind of devotees who will guide us in the spiritual. So that is the thing, like Maya is there, because it is Bhauma Vrajadham, Bhauma, earthly. Therefore the possibility of both are there. Mahamaya's influence is also there, Yogamaya's influence is also there. Those who are approaching, those who are going to dham with materialistic mind, materialistic mentality, Mahamaya will trick them. Those who are going with spiritual mentality, Yogamaya will guide them. Hare Krishna.
Guru Vasudev just told us that Guru Maharaj is taking a lot of trouble to take us to the spiritual platform. So what is our duty to compensate your trouble?
Very good. Very good. The first duty is, as I said, chant the holy name very attentively, without offenses. Read Prabhupada's books, render devotional service, and associate with the devotees favorably. So this is, if you do that, then you won't need your spiritual father to help you. Then you are strong, you are standing on your own. Rather than you will help your spiritual father. Because you are so strong and he's an old man. So you'll be able to give him the support. Okay. Any other question?
Yes. Maharaj, जो भक्त अपने में लड़ रहा हो उसके बाद क्या करना चाहिए?
समझाना चाहिए अरे क्या कर रहे हो? लड़ाई मत करो, सेवा करो, लड़ाई मत करो. अगर वो सुनेगा नहीं तो उनको छोड़ के जो कर रहा है करने दो. वो तो सुन नहीं रहेगा, सुन नहीं रहा. बल्कि बाद में जब लड़ाई ख़त्म हो जाएगा और दोनों में ही काफ़ी परेशान हो जाएगा और चोट भी ज़्यादा लगेगा, तब तुम आके बता सकते हो मैं पहले बोला था सुना क्यों नहीं. तब वो बोलेगा हाँ ठीक है आप सुने. And maybe both of them are in the hospital. When both of them are lying in the hospital, completely beaten up, then you can go and tell them, look, I told you.
Guru Maharaj, can I ask my question in Hindi?
Yeah.
different questions. Kabhi-kabhi bhog lagate bhagwan ke, to agar bhog jate usme tulsi dhalna, to kya bhagwan usse accept it?
Tulsi, agar nahi da...
भोग लगाते हैं तो कभी भूल जाते तुलसी घर में उसमें.
अच्छा, ये तो भूलना नहीं चाहिए. जब खाना पकाते हो नमक डालने को भूल जाती हो. भूलना नहीं चाहिए. ठीक है, अगर तुलसी नहीं है तब तो दूसरी बात है. अगर तुलसी है तो तुलसी देकर ही भगवान को भोग लगाना चाहिए. ठीक है, कितनी बार भूल गए थे? हरे कृष्णा. हरे बोल, तुम्हारा कुछ प्रश्न है?
कुछ नहीं.
ओके, वेरी गुड. डू यू हैव एनी क्वेश्चन?
Sometimes Guru Maharaj, when we preach, and people ask us, when Lord Krishna loves us so much, why he allow us to go in the direction of Maya? Why don't he, if he loves us so much, keep us with him?
Sometimes when the child is crying, Daddy, Daddy, I want this, I want this. The father may say, no, it won't be good for you. Don't want that. But still the child keeps on crying. Then what does the father say? Okay, go. Have it. Like in this respect, there is an example that Prabhupada gave. One day, Prabhupada's little son, you know, there was a fan. Mm-hmm. and he wanted to touch the fan. So his mother said, no, don't do that, you'll get hurt. But he said, no, I want to touch the fan, I want to touch the fan. Then Prabhupada said, okay, come, touch the fan. So he switched off the fan. So when the fan is switched off, it's moving still, but still when he hurt, put his hand, just come. So he put his hand and then he got hurt and started to cry. Prabhupada, I told you not to touch the fan. He said, why don't you touch again? He said, no, I don't want to touch it. So in this way, Krishna wants to teach us a lesson. Krishna told us, don't go to Maya, you'll suffer. Why you're enjoying with me? Why do you want to suffer? But we say, no, we want to go to Maya, we want to go to Maya. We want to become Krishna. We want to become the enjoyer. So finally Krishna said, okay, go. But then what happened? After trying to enjoy here, what do you realize? Do you enjoy or do you suffer? So then, when you go back, then Krishna will say, go to Maya. What will be your answer?
No.
So Krishna wants us to fix up like that. Another example can be, you know, the child wants to play. Because he's a child, he wants to play. So the father takes him to the field and lets him go. He plays, he meets his friend, he begins to play. So the child is playing, but the father is sitting on a bench by the side of the park and he is watching the son. And then at some point it becomes dark, all the friends have left and he's afraid, he starts to cry, Daddy, Daddy, where are you? Then the father comes and picks him up. So similarly Krishna, we wanted to play. Krishna says, okay, go play. But he still is going with us, watching us as a super soul. And when it becomes dark and we are afraid and we say, Daddy, Daddy, where are you? Krishna, Krishna, where are you? And then Krishna comes and picks us up. Do you have any question, Vinod Bihari?
Guruji, how do you know when you are that you are progressing spiritually? What are indicators?
How do you know when you are progressing spiritually? Your attraction for spiritual activity will increase. You will get the taste for chanting. You will get the taste for reading. You will get the taste for serving. So the sign of advancement is in getting the taste. And the result will be your heart will become softer and softer.
So one of the reasons that we make offenses is because of a weakness of heart. So how can we enforce our heart spiritually, so we don't make offenses?
Weakness of heart means desire for sense gratification. That is the weakness of Hridaya Dourbalya. So that's why, you see, whenever there is the desire for sense gratification, we have to remind ourselves, this is the purpose of intelligence. Use your intelligence to remind that this is what we should not desire. We should not desire this. We should desire that. And as I was telling, like in both, I mean, either you are serving your senses or you are serving the Lord of the senses. So when you serve the Lord of the senses, what does it mean? Your senses are engaged in serving Him. You are trying to serve. Senses means you are using the senses to go towards the object of the senses. Now if you go that wrong direction, then what will happen? You'll suffer. But the right direction is use the senses to serve the Lord of the senses. Rishikena, Rishikesha, Sevanang Bhakti Ruchita. The tendency will be there, but that's why we need our intelligence. We need our conscience.
Guru Maharaj, this desire comes from the mind. And the mind is such a powerful device made by Lord Krishna. Even Arjuna said it's almost impossible.
That's why Krishna is saying, Manmana Bhava. With mind you think of me. So desire is coming from the mind. If your mind is engaged in Krishna, what kind of desire you'll have? You'll get the desire to think of Krishna, serve Krishna, glorify Krishna.
Guru Maharaj, if you want to, if I want to reach a platform of anartha nivritti, what I have to do?
What we can do is just practice the process. It will automatically happen. You see, anartha nivritti, if you look at it, what are the anarthas? Anarthas are coming from ignorance and passion. Anarthas are mainly due to passion and ignorance. So anartha nivritti means transcend mode of passion and come to mode of goodness. So when you become situated in the mode of goodness and properly engaged in Krishna consciousness, that is the stage of anartha nivritti. Bhajana kriya, and as a result of that,
anartha
nivritti.
But do first
Shraddha. Sadhu Sangha, then Bhajana Kriya. And this Bhajana Kriya, rendering devotional service, will gradually take you to the anartha. There are various kinds of anarthas. There can be some anarthas also due to Sukriti, which is apparently in the mode of goodness. But still there are the anarthas. So, but at least, you know, when the anartha nivritti is there, you have become. When you are in mode of goodness, now you are chet sthitam satte prasidhati. Then automatically you will become engaged in devotional service. Like Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma, that is the Brahma Bhuta platform. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Na sochati, na kankshati. Sama sarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktin labhate para. He, at that point, he gets parabhakti. So, it will happen by properly practicing the process. And then, once you are in that platform, when you are in the proper devotional platform, then you will. From anartha nivritti will be nishtha, will become fixed up. Then ruchi, ashukti, bhav.
And how important is the association with pure devotees?
Yeah. Association of devotees is very important. And sadhu sangha is. Because of sadhu sangha, all this will happen. If we don't get sadhu sangha, it will be difficult. If you don't get sadhu sangha, then you have to make sadhus around you. Preach and make devotees.
Guru Maharaj, I wanted to ask if Guru Maharaj had some instructions or advice to motivate our fellow devotees to preach with Harinam or doing book distribution. Because lately, the last couple of years, there are not so many enthusiasm within the congregation. So there are very few people, very few devotees going on the streets. How we can motivate or bigger the endeavor?
Well, you know, the thing is that if others are not doing, you do it. If no one is motivating, you motivate. First you motivate yourself. If you think that it needs to be done, you can have two approach. You see that the floor is dirty, right? You can ask somebody to come and clean it. And if there is nobody, then you clean it yourself. So that is how we have to. We can't wait for others to come. If no one is coming, let us do it.
So we, even when we are doing it alone, we should just carry on.
Carry
and
on.
Not wait
for. If you are doing it, then you can ask others also to come. Say for a Saturday, you are going out on Harinam. Then one Saturday you do it alone. The next Saturday, you go and call him. Then the next Saturday, you call him. So this is how the group will become larger and larger. Right? Somebody has to start doing it. Don't wait for somebody else to come and do it. Because Krishna wants to see that you are doing it. That is the sign of advancement. Others will come and do it, that is like a baby. But, okay, it needs to be done, I will do it. That's the attitude of a grown-up person. After all, here so many of you are here. Just consider, when Prabhupada came, how did he come? Just alone. Could Prabhupada think, oh, somebody else will come and do it? No, Prabhupada had to do it himself. Everything he had to do himself. So we have to follow this example of Prabhupada. If Prabhupada could do that at the age of 70, why can't we do it? Hare Krishna.